Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started. With John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I feel like I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, it starts tonight, right? I mean, it does start tonight, correct? I mean, the Hawks and the whole comeback thing and making the playoffs, I mean, that starts kind of tonight, right? I hope, I guess. Hawks and Timberwolves tonight. Welcome to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, Atlanta. Make sure y'all go out and get y'all toilet paper. Cause it's gonna
Why is it
Snowmageddon this weekend again.
Oh, you got to be kidding me!
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Snowmageddon.
Oh, God.
You know, cause I watched that Fred Blankenship, and Fred was talking about how nervous he was. Yeah, Fred was talking about he was nervous, and he had to go get some toilet paper. So I was like,
Talk about the COVID when you said that.
You know what's funny, John? Like, I didn't think about it until he said something about it. And I was like, damn, let me go check and see how much toilet paper I got left. Yeah, I need to go make a toilet paper run today. Just in case, one of those things that, like, you know, I can do without food, can't do without that toilet paper, though.
I'm with you on it. I mean, yeah, no, I can't live without it either. But really, because
Snowmageddon.
Wait a second. You were online yesterday trying to get shoes, right?
Yeah, online. Okay. You're talking about yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. And did you get any shoes?
No, John, you know what's funny? But it's funny because Oren told me, you know, our resident smart guy, him and Abe, to go to Reddit and try to figure out, because, you know, they have ways of doing it. It's an algorithm, John, and I found out that I get a better chance of actually getting the shoes if I actually engage with the website quite a bit. You know what I mean? Just go on there, read the stories and stuff like that. My son told me that as well.
So they game the system a little bit.
Yeah. This is the thing, though. You could get them aftermarket, and there's a little bit. Some of them are, it's a major markup. Some of them, it's a little bit of a markup. See, for me, if I really want the shoes, I'll just go to the secondary market and get them. It's not that serious yet. I want the win from getting on and getting them at the regular price. At the retail price,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I want. I want that win.
Right.
And after that, you know, because I'm not needy. It's not necessary for me to have them. You know what I mean? I would like to get a pair, but I'm not to the point yet where I just have to have a pair and I'm gonna go, you know, and pay that 100% markup that some of the shoes have, because it's ridiculous, John. This whole shoe culture thing is bananas. Like, it is bananas. So much so that I found out yesterday there's a huge markup on, like, New Balance now. Like, New Balance is, like, you know, I don't consider New Balance a major shoe brand. But
does any athlete wear New Balance?
Not professional, but New Balance came out with a new style of kicks. Wait a minute, who wears them? Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard. Okay, he wears New Balance.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, there's a new style that came out, John, that's pretty popular. But, you know, They're pretty expensive, but the ones that are hard to get, like in the Jordan brand, are any Jordans, about any pair of Jordans, and the Dunks. The Dunks are extremely hard to get because of the skateboard culture and the fact that, you know, the way that they do it is supply and demand. You know, they only have a few supplies. And people just hit on them, and then they take them to the secondary market, and they sell them and make a lot of money off.
Isn't that what it is? I mean, it's right. It's a gambit. I mean, the whole point of this isn't to get the shoes. The whole point is to make a profit. I mean, in
exclusivity. Right? Yeah, exactly. But it's exclusivity because they have some. They have some, like the Travis Scott, J's, with the swoosh backwards.
Uh-huh.
John, they're online right now for $1,000, and people are paying that for these shoes, $1,000.
Travis Scott needs the money. He got losses to pay.
Yeah,
I know that. So you were online getting shoes. I was online. This is why when you said what you just said about the Snowmageddon, I was online yesterday. I was making a tee time. I'm playing golf today.
Are you kidding me?
No. I've got a 12:30 tee time up near me.
It's cold outside, though, John. Is it supposed to be like, what, 60 today or something?
Yeah, it's golf weather. Yeah, 60's fine, Hugh. Little sunshine, 60 degrees.
My issue is with golf every time, because somebody – who asked me that? Where was I at the other day? Oh, my old coach, Ray Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
He called me like a couple weeks ago, right? He said, hey, Douglas, have you picked up golf yet? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? He was like, damn it. He said, what are you waiting on? Like that, you know, you got to pick up golf. I have golf clubs that they're sitting in – they're sitting in my storage unit. I think they're sitting in the storage unit. I haven't played golf in years. I have no desire to learn, but I do understand why a lot of people play. It keeps you active and, you know, and all this. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I might pick up golf 10 years from now. I might pick up golf when I turn 60.
Yeah. No, it's fine. If you never pick it up, Hugh, I mean, nope, it's up to you. I mean,
that's the thing to do because, you know, all the deals that are made on golf courses and everything and all the fun that people say that they have on golf courses and the connections that you make because they're – like most of the
well, you have somebody's unbridled attention for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say. Most of the successful meetings, business meetings, happen on golf courses.
Right.
So, yeah, I do need to probably, you know, if I want to, branch out a little bit and do some different things, you know, maybe do a podcast, something, maybe meet some folks on the golf course and talk about a podcast or something.
Yeah, there you go. So golf is breaking. So I'm going to, I'm taking
golf is about to break out today.
Yeah, golf is breaking out. The Maven and I are going to go play golf today.
All right. Go get some toilet paper, too, just
apparently,
in case
because I wasn't planning. I was planning on playing golf, so I was focused on that. And now you're telling me it's going to snow, but obviously not today because we're playing golf today.
No, they say Friday. Okay. Friday's supposed to go down Friday.
Okay, all right.
As Abe looks at me and like I'm telling a story. I just listen to the weather report, man.
I mean this in the absolute worst way possible. You're like my father when it comes to weather apps and paying attention.
Don't get on me. Talk to Fred Blankenship. He at work right now.
Fred might need to update his weather apps too. this panic coming to you from the same people who provided 41 minutes of snow over the weekend. A whole 41 minutes.
Some people got 7-8 inches.
Carolina. I was about to say Carolina.
About the snow in Carolina, Hugh?
No, in Metro Atlanta, some people got
No one
inches.
Got 7 inches, John.
Yes, they did.
You don't live in Metro Atlanta. You live way up north.
No, but I lived on
no
the
No one
east.
Got 7 inches here.
Yes, they did.
This year? This
yes.
week? No.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Yes,
didn't
it
happen.
Did. I'll send you pictures.
I like how this gets all like testy, like
all right,
real
you
quick.
You need to. All right, hang on here. You need to. At Abe Gordon, a couple of your
pictures
please. Here from
please
from
show me
County.
A ruler in the ground with seven inches covered up.
I'll send you one from a friend of mine that sent it to me here, and he lives
all
up in Gwinnett County.
Is that there were people outside slide at Piedmont Park on mud heels.
You know why they was on mud? Because they didn't have 7 inches of snow.
Areas of town here, like up near, you know, Johns Creek and north up towards Gainesville, got 7 inches.
All I saw was mud heels. Send those pictures to me, too. I want to see that.
Forget what the snow looks like, you?
Yeah, I don't need that in my life.
Anyway, stop promoting panic. It's not going to snow. And if it does, it ain't going to be that bad. It's certainly not going to be 7 inches.
Well, in certain areas of town, it might be. Here's one from a friend of mine. Here, let's see here. Let's save this photo, and then, because I don't know if he wants me. So this is, and he lives, guys, he lives here in Metro Atlanta, and this is his picture. And you tell me, there's a ruler in the ground. You tell me, because that looks like 7 inches to me.
I think he piled his entire yard into one picture.
It looked like it. It looks like it's in the middle of the yard.
He showed you the picture. Now you wanted to.
He hadn't sent it to me. I haven't gotten it.
Yeah, I sent it to you. Anyway, by the way, you know, and Friday, you know, we've got Hawks basketball tonight, and hopefully that starts, you know, up, and we'll get to talking about that here. Because they need to win tonight, Hugh. They really do. They need to win this game tonight, Hugh.
They need to start winning, John.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I hear what you're saying. It's kind of a must-win situation, in the sense that if you want to make it to the playoffs, yeah. If you want to be considered a playoff contender, but even that like right now, be realistically, those are pretty lofty expectations, especially when you look at most of the season was going for you. But hey, I'm pulling for them. And hopefully they get it going tonight. Hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, we have our coverage beginning at 7 tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves are in town. Tip at 7:30 with Steve Holman, the real voice of the Hawks, who tweeted out he won some other award last night. Steve wins. His award thing, Hugh, has got to be like.
Oh, he the man. You know, no question about it. And he gets awards for all them balling-ass, fancy-ass meals he be eating.
Right.
And the power walking he's doing.
Yeah, he's living the life here. So you got the Timberwolves tonight, and then you got the Heat coming in on Friday, though. The snow's coming in on Friday and the heat's coming. I don't know. You pick snow, heat, whatever for you Friday. So hopefully at the moment there's no snowmageddon and the heat's going to be in here and we owe Miami something. But it's got to begin tonight. I mean, you got to build on that win against Milwaukee. You got to win tonight. You got to beat the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are fighting for a playoff spot too. I don't care if the Timberwolves are the number one team in the West. You got to win these games at home. You're under 500 at home. And so you got to be able to get you look. This is either going to turn around or it's not.
Yeah, you just got to win, man. Flat out.
I know.
Just got to win.
Flat out. Got to win.
Just got to win. Just flat out. You know, we've talked about it enough. You know, your cushion is gone. You know, the cushion is gone. You just got to start winning, man.
Yeah, and you got to start winning now. I mean, there's more time for wasting. All right, we'll get into the MASH here, and then we're going to talk to you today about some of our coaches in town, including Coach Mack. We're going to do that, have a little discussion about that with you, and open up the phone lines, take some of your calls today at 404-741-0929. We'll get into that a little bit later in this hour. First up, the Morning MASH with Oren, and Abe's lying eyes won't believe anything that I just sent him, which is a friend of mine who lives in Gwinnett County, but okay. Anyway, stay dry today or go play golf today, which is what I'm going to do. I'll worry about Friday. Next up, the Morning MASH with John and Hugh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The game. Morning matchup time, Oren Romain. Oren, what is up?
Oren. What's up, guys? Happy hump day. It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
I'm getting all this crazy sleep this week, man. Went to bed at 9:30 last night. Hawks game the night before, ended early, went to bed. Like, just, I'm enjoying this, man. Like, this, I'm having my off season right now, if you will, sir.
Yeah, it's a little weird, all this extra time we have now.
Yeah, I got to go get a hobby or
make some adjustments.
Get a second and third job or something, man. I got to find a way to occupy. I'm not doing that, Hugh Douglas.
Don't know about all that.
People are going to hire an elf? Come on, what are you talking about?
You know what, John Fricky? Why you got to bring up old stuff, man? Why you gotta bring up old stuff, sir? No, I mean, if they're hiring for, you know, we're not even gonna talk about that. How about that?
You're not even probably the best bet.
Not even gonna talk about that. What we are gonna talk about this morning, though, let's do that. The morning mashup. Talk about Mr. Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott made the news again yesterday. As Abe so aptly put it in a text, the NFL told Dak to apologize or probably be fined. And I think Dak decided to take the high road and apologize. So yesterday on Twitter, at 7:47, Mr. Prescott tweeted, "I deeply regret the comments I made regarding the officials after the game on Sunday. I was caught up in the emotion of a disappointing loss, and my words were uncalled for and unfair. I hold the NFL officials in the highest regard and have always respected their professionalism and the difficulty of their jobs. The safety of everyone who attends a game or participates on the field of a sporting event is a very serious matter. That was a mistake on my behalf, and I am sorry." So Dak reaching out on Twitter saying, yeah, like that wasn't right. Actually, too, it wasn't just the NFL that got on him, I think. The NBA refs, in solidarity with the NFL refs, issued
get
a
out. Really?
On Twitter. The NBRA condemns the comments by Dak Prescott.
You know what? Stay in your own lane.
Condoning violence
stay
against
in your
game
own
officials.
Lane.
As an NFL leader, he should know better. We encourage the NFL to take action to discourage this deplorable behavior in the future.
Nah,
so there you go.
Nah,
you know what? I'm kind of with him, man. Because
are
you? Well, you know what? You know what, John? Because think about it like this. Go back to that game and look how at the end of that game when they made that call, they ran off the field.
Yeah, no,
they ran off the field.
I know. I mean,
and
I get
think
that.
About, like, you think that players get death threats. When
they want to condemn. Look, they had. I'd be with them if they wanted to condemn the fans for throwing stuff. Yeah. I mean, but when it comes to, you know, critiquing, you know, the referees in your own league, stay in your own lane on that. Well, I guess he was critiquing the whole death threat thing.
Yeah. I got to side with Fricky on this. Why don't you worry about getting out of the way of superstars' landing spots? Why don't you start there, NBA refs?
Oh, yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah, that one right there hit home.
Why don't you work on yourself?
Yeah,
look,
that one hit home. That one hit home.
Yeah, but you know what? There is something. Now, if the NBA refs wanted to come out and not focus on Dak but focus on the fans, that I could understand, Hugh. I mean, seriously. I mean, because – yeah, death threats are real, and one of the things that we've seen, you know, overseas, you know, in soccer is, well, there was a referee in soccer that was killed on the field. I mean, so.
Yeah, like, fans have gotten to the point, man, because they feel, I mean, they are entitled, but they take their entitlement a bit too far. And they feel like when things don't go their way, that they want to take things into their own hands, and that's when it gets a little crazy, man. And
right.
You got to be careful. Like I said, you got to in this time, day and age, you have to take all threats as credible. Somebody talking about doing something to you, you probably need to take that as credible because you don't know what that person is dealing with. Sad but true. Sad but true.
Yeah. First Metallica reference of the day. Yeah. All right. Moving on here. I got you.
Move right along.
Moving right along here. Let's, I guess, a lighter story in the NFL.
Yeah, that one got a little heavy.
A little heavy. Rich Bisaccia, interim coach of the Oakland Raiders. Excuse me, Las Vegas Raiders. I'm sorry. Ooh. The Vegas Raiders.
It's okay. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Oakland. They don't know where the hell they are.
Mike Mayock, the GM, got fired. Gruden's no longer there. So it just seems sort of logical now that Bisaccia is not going to be the guy to stay there to coach this team going forward. But he has been getting some lobbying from his players. So this is Bisaccia first talking about the players lobbying for him to get the job. And afterwards, I'm going to tell you something he's doing for his players to get even more in their good graces. So this is Rich Bisaccia.
What a great gesture, right? What am I going to stand here and say, no, I don't think that's great and I don't appreciate that. And it was never asked for. Actually, there were meetings that we had where I almost, you know, kind of explicitly told them, don't do that, or you don't have to do that, or that's not why we're all here. And we're not have an opportunity to put ourselves in position out to win games. So, but that being said, I'm extremely grateful for the relationships that have been built with me and the players, along with the other coaches and the players and me and the coaches. So for them to do that, I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
I mean.
Well, even more here, Doug, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's a photo going around, too. Vince Ferrara. A photo of Rich Bisaccia in a hotel room. He is writing handwritten letters to each individual Raiders player, thanking them for their hard work this season. Handwritten letters to each member of the team this guy is doing. So I tell you what, he might not get the job.
No, he's not going to get the job.
He's making it tough for that Raiders brass to turn away from him, if you will.
He's not going to get the job. He's not, because he's interim. He is, like, you know, I always use the Lion King reference, but it's true. When somebody comes in, or they want to move in a different direction, they have to fully clean house. You know, I mean, it's just, that's just the way it is in the NFL. You know, when you talk about Raheem Morris, even though, you know, people liked him and, you know, he was dealt a bad hand and we see how bad this roster was that he had, there were guys that wanted him to be the head coach. That wasn't going to happen. I mean, it's just, that's the nature of the beast. It's not going to happen. These owners, they have in mind who they want to run this team. They get infatuated with names and the hot new coordinator and all the other stuff. And they made this decision has been made a while ago to move on from everybody. That's just how it goes. So, you know, he'll get an opportunity to coach somewhere. Probably not be a head coach, but he'll get an opportunity to coach somewhere.
All right, so, Hugh, you have three or four questions. One, he's writing handwritten letters, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Raiders and email, they don't really so much go together. Raider coaches email, yeah, nah. So there's that.
I like that correlation. I like how you put that together,
yeah,
John.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Then there is the GM got fired, correct?
Yes, Mike Mayock.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the owner is Mark Davis, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's out of a job. Yeah, there ain't no chance.
That don't fly. Yeah, that's not going to fly. I mean, everybody.
Mark Davis is, you know, he's going to go for that shiny object. I mean, your name is not Jim Harbaugh. Sorry, Rich, your name is not Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, that's a fact.
I mean, that's, you probably got, yeah, that right there too, John. I mean, it's one of those things. It's cold world. Cold world.
Yeah, it's glitz. It's showtime. It's Las Vegas. It's the Strip. All right, maybe it's right off the Strip, but you know what I mean. I mean, so what is he? Mark Davis wants the glitz. You know, you got to have it up. You got to have the big, you know, Jim, starring Jim Harbaugh. I mean, you got to have it up there, right? I mean, you got to if you can't get Tom Brady, you got to have a name to put on there. But starring Derek Carr, I don't care that he had a good season. People go, huh? No, starring Jim Harbaugh. I mean, it's Vegas. You got to have a headliner. And so. Rich,
yeah, the Pro Bowl is going to be the headliner down there this year, though. That should be bananas.
It should be bananas. Well, you know what I can't wait for, you is for the draft to go there.
I've never been to any Pro Bowl that I didn't participate in, but I wouldn't mind going to this one.
Yeah.
I would not, like, because it's Vegas, and it's going to be pretty nice out there. The debauchery that's probably going to go down in Vegas, that's going to be bananas. That's going to be bananas.
Yeah, I'm glad that Rich is writing handwritten notes.
Pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool.
See you later on
him.
The back of them. Yeah, I know it is. It's very cool, and I thought that was kind of a cool shot and a cool story. And I thought, yeah, look at what the Houston Texans did to David Culley. Okay, I mean, they paid him $22 million to be a fall
guy. Away. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Some of these organizations are incredibly poorly run. Right, and one of them that I'll give you is incredibly poorly run. If you stop and think about it, is the Dallas Cowboys. When you have four playoff wins in 26 years, that is a failure of an organization. I'm sorry, it just is.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not slamming the Cowboys. I'm just saying that's a failure as an organization. And so, we'll see. Anyway, you got something else here in the MASH?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with this one. Cincy has a big playoff game this weekend against overall number one seed in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans, going to Nashville. Joe Burrow, sort of the it guy now, had a really good season. Now has a chance to sort of raise that profile of his in the playoffs. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But Joe Burrow yesterday had a very interesting soundbite where the excitement that the Cincinnati fans felt on Sunday, he wants that to become commonplace to a point where, you know what, playoff wins early on or just sort of playoff wins?
Yeah, I think the fans were very excited, but you know, I try to downplay it and all that because this is, you know, this is how it's going to be from here on out. It's a great win for us, but you know, this is the standard for, you know, the bare minimum every year going forward.
I like his bravado. I mean, those are some lofty expectations. And to tell fans, like, act like you've been there before, because that's basically what he's saying.
They ain't been in a long time.
They ain't been in a while. So you got to let them fans be what it is, man, because they ain't been there in a while. And the standard has been raised high. I commend him for it, man. Like I said, he's one of my favorite just by the way that he's handled himself from his time at Ohio State to LSU to now. I mean, I'm pretty sure. What is he from, like Pickering, Ohio or something like that?
Athens, yeah, yeah.
Athens, Ohio?
Yeah, his dad and his uncle were coaches at Ohio U.
Okay, yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, like he ain't missing no meals in Ohio. They love him. You know, they love him up there.
Yep, and he's done a great job. You know that it was so long ago that the Bengals won a playoff game. I'm talking about another organization, all right, that was been a failure. It was before texting. Texting hadn't been invented yet.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
There was no texting. When was the last time you won a playoff game? Before texting.
I told you it was the icky shuffle. Something like that.
The icky shuffle. Oh, my God.
I don't know. That might not be true.
Well, one of the Bengals players tried to do the icky shuffle. It did do a very good job of it on
if you're not 40 years old, you don't even know what the icky shuffle is. You're like, who? What? Do where? We're going to ask Hugh, and you can answer this question in your car or in your truck. As a matter of fact, we'll probably ask you to answer it a little bit later on when you jump into the show here. I want to take a look at the major coaches, the major head coaches in our area, and ask about their job security right now. Well, Kirby Smart got job security for life. Or does he? Next with John and Hugh.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're not having this press conference this time of the year. It's later in the year. And that's the ultimate objective. I mean, for me, that's pretty clear cut. We continue to improve, win more games next year, continue to get better. Like I said, for our ultimate goal, it's got to be to win a championship, not playing Survivor every year.
Survivor, and the ultimate goal is to win a championship, especially for the Atlanta Falcons, probably more so than any other team or franchise in the Atlanta area. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. And today we're going to take a little time here on this Wednesday to discuss with you our bosses, the bosses of the teams, the coaches. Now, there are certain coaches in this town, Hugh, that are safe. I mean, they are safe beyond safe. And when we say this town, I'm including Athens, okay, in the Athens-Atlanta area, all right? Kirby Smart winning a Natty probably gets him a lifetime contract or close to it, Hugh, wouldn't you think? I mean, he's 40, he's what, 45, 46?
Oh, he's beloved in the city, no question about that. He's beloved in Athens. He can't do any wrong. He can go on the boulevard and slap somebody across the lips, and they'd be like, oh, what you do to make Kirby so upset?
Right, exactly. And you know, of course, you know, I guess if things collapsed there and he had a period of 3 or 4 years where it just all fell apart on him.
Which I don't think that's going to happen.
Which is, right, exactly. I mean, so this national title just earns him literally a lifetime deal. So let's just chalk that up to a lifetime deal. I think we could say that he is fairly safe for at least 20 years, correct?
I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds about right.
I would also say that Brian Snicker, given his age, with a World Series in his hip pocket and now four straight division titles and who knows what's
ahead. He was the right man for the job.
Yeah. The Brian Snicker is safe for the remainder of his career. I think he's at least safe because, I mean, his career is going
to be short. Yeah. He can leave when he wants to leave.
He's safe for at least the next 5 years.
Man, I'll give you that.
And so I think he's safe for the next 5 years. Then there is, you know, Sean Elliott, I think, is safe down at Georgia State. He's taken them to numerous bowls, so I think he's fine.
He's uplifted their profile, raised their profile.
He has. Their attendance has gone up. He got them a new stadium. I think that whole program's on the rise down there. And then you have the two new coaches in Gonzalo Pineda and Arthur Smith. Jury's out, but they're safe for at least a couple more years. Both of them have at least 2 years. You know, if things were not to go so well for Arthur Smith this season or for Gonzalo Pineda for this season, though Pineda might be, you know, under a little bit more fire because I think the Atlanta United fan base, Hugh, is expecting nothing short, you know, short of maybe injuries or something, that, you know, the Atlanta United fan base is like,
they're ready for a parade. They're ready for another one.
You better be relevant this year now.
Yeah.
You know, so, but those two are still safe to some degree. Now let's talk about the guys that aren't safe. And this is the question we're going to have for you a little bit later on. Jeff Collins. Jeff Collins comes in. He takes over for Paul Johnson. Georgia Tech fans are all excited because they're finally going to get rid of that archaic offense that they hate so much. And now you look back at what Paul Johnson was able to do with that, you know, PJ had that archaic offense take them to within a whisker in that ACC title game where they probably could have beaten Florida State of making the college football playoff. They end up going down to the Orange Bowl and whooping Mississippi State. You know, they beat Georgia a couple of times. I mean, Paul Johnson had that team relevant in the ACC, and they have fallen into not irrelevance, but close to it, Hugh. I mean, they are close to irrelevant in the ACC.
I think Coach Collins has come in, and he's built a foundation. He has some pretty good players. But what was that loss early in the year to Northern Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
That hurt, man. That hurt. I mean, I'm not going to even lie. I know Georgia Tech fans, you know, they love their alma mater. But I think to a man, you have to admit that loss to Northern Illinois and the way that they lost that game. And if I'm not mistaken, the coach for Northern Illinois, can't remember his name right now, he was over there talking trash at the half. Like, the bravado that he displayed was like, he was real disrespectful for the position that they're in. But they won. That was a tough one. What was another tough loss that they had this year?
Well, I mean, they got absolutely boat raced by Georgia. Their rival took them to the woodshed.
Yeah. But I think part of that is because of the transition. You know, you still were working on your defense. Your young quarterback, man, Jeff Sims. John, coach last year, Coach Collins, he rolled with him. He rolled with him through thick and thin during times where I honestly thought that he was going to yank him. Like, he just had some bad games last year. Not last year, but the year before that. Like, he had some real bad games. And there were times where I thought coach was not going to start him anymore and move on and everything like that. And he came back with him the following year, last year. And he didn't grow like he should have grown.
Same is true of Jordan Yates. Yeah. I mean, Jordan Yates led Milton to a state title and, you know, came in with, you know, four-star status. And everybody thought, you know, hey, you know, here's your quarterback. And, you know, it didn't grow. That's why one of the reasons Chris Winkie's on the staff now is because they have not seen growth from that quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it right there. Because you know just as well as I do, John. You need to be, especially when you're in transition and you're trying to change things, and you're trying to go to a more of a wide open offense, that position is crucial. And Jeff Sims has the ability, and coach believes in him, but he hasn't taken that next step. And he's shown flashes. I think about that Florida State game the year before, not last year, the year before that, where, you know, he was able to win that game, and he showed flashes of being a pretty good
North
quarterback.
North Carolina game last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's those things where you see why he the coach decided to do what he did, but the quarterback at this point needs to mature a little bit more.
There is no excuse for Georgia Tech, given where it sits in the college athletic landscape, given its location of being the downtown primary front and center institution, major college, Power Five, historic, historic team, you know, powerhouse of college football, powerhouse of college basketball, for them not to be successful. There's just none because of where they sit. With all the recruiting around them, there is no excuse for them not to be successful. Now, I don't know that any Tech fan is out there saying you have to go out and win national titles, but they did win a national title in 1991. And they did make a national title game in, what was that year, 2004? All right, 2003 season, right? They obviously, with all the great basketball players, I mean, their litany of basketball players, when you walk into there and look at the basketball, you're like, oh, my God. You know, Stephon Marbury and Travis Best, Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, Mark Price, you know, John Sally, on and on, Chris Bosh, on and on and on. I mean, it's just, it is a litany.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Pastner is somebody that I really like, that we've had in studio numerous times. I've had, broken bread with him at lunch. I really like him. You, Josh Pastner, when's the ACC tournament? But now this year, AJC this morning says that Josh Pastner's in desperation mode. I mean, I don't really understand why it's so difficult to recruit to Georgia Tech. It makes no sense to me.
I don't know exactly why, John, but I would venture to say the academic requirements are pretty steep. And I know that Coach Collins, the football coach, has come out and said that, you know, that's not an excuse.
Well, it's not. I mean, again, did we just list a who's who of NBA stars that have gone there?
No, I'm just saying, but the academic requirements to some might be a little steep. I didn't get invited to Georgia Tech. I don't know, but I'm assuming that's what it is, you know? I'm not saying that any of these other great academic institutions are anything lesser, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably a little bit tougher to go to Georgia Tech than it is to go to maybe Georgia or somewhere like that, Georgia State. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'm sure that it is. Tom Crean, of all these coaches, the two that I'm most personally friendly with are Tom Crean and Josh Pastner. And so, you know, Tom Crean, Dwayne Wade, Final Four at Marquette, number one team multiple times and Big Ten titles and whatnot at Indiana with all those Victor Oladipos and all the stars OJ Anunoby and all the stars that he kicked out of Bloomington. And he starts off and he gets Ant-Man, and it looks like he's going to turn the corner, and it's really falling apart on him up in Athens.
Yeah, but didn't everybody leave?
Yeah, I know.
Takes a while. Like, listen, I understand the pressures of being a college coach from the standpoint of, you know, being able to replenish that well of talent every year. You know, I understand that part of it and trying to get guys that are going to fit your program and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have as many people transfer out of the program like he had, and now you're trying to get the season going and get that continuity thing going, it's one of those things where it's a little tough. That's why when people always ask me, hey, do you have any desire to be a coach? Heck no. Heck no, because the pressures that come along with that job. Like, you got to be a special kind of built individual to deal with that kind of pressure, John. I mean, because you have to hit the ground running. Nobody's trying to hear, well, you know, I had to change the offense over. I had to go out and get the players that I needed. Nah, ain't nobody trying to hear that. You look at what Georgia Tech, what Coach Collins has done in, what, 3 years at Georgia Tech? And from number one, trying to get the players in that you want, trying to build a program from the ground up by, you know, getting them in the weight room, having them working out, having them be excited about being there, to trying to win football games in a short period of time. Now, if you're asking me as a fan of football, I think he's done a lot for that program to help turn it around. I really do. But on the outside looking in, if it's not transforming or translating into wins, ain't nobody trying to hear that. And just like I said, you look at that loss against Northern Illinois and the talent pool that they had as a – because they were like – they only won like one game the year before or something like that. It was something crazy. They had some crazy record where they were not that good the year before. So you come into town and the feather in your cap is to beat Georgia Tech, a program that's you know, up and coming and trying to switch some things around. That's a big deal. And then some of the boosters at that program, they're looking like, hold up, dog, what's going on? We're still Georgia Tech now. So that was a bad look, no question about that. But when you talk about the transition from the offensive linemen that you used to have to the ones that you're getting now and how much bigger you've gotten to the young quarterback that you're trying to groom to take your team to the next level who hasn't taken those steps yet, I think he's done a pretty good job. But like I said, I'm not a Georgia Tech alumni. I'm not a big booster. And my opinion doesn't matter when the bottom line is to win games. And he hasn't done that consistently yet.
I think Georgia Tech just went through in football its worst attendance at football, I don't know, I want to say ever, because what, not obviously ever, but in some extremely long period of time. A lot of fire. And then when we open up the phone lines to talk to you about Jeff Collins and his job safety and Josh Pastner and Tom Crean's job safety, we will include, and we'll get into it, where does Coach Mack stand in all this? That's all ahead on The Morning Show with John and Hugh. Next up, Abe's got something that he wants you to say in your car if you're out working about. He's got some questions for us. We're turning the segment over to Abe. He's got some over-unders that he wants to throw at us. Find out what this is about as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.